So, we learned in the Mishnah the Tarfin's two Kal V'chayros. Today we're going to try to understand the difference between the two and how the Kal V'chayros work. The bottom line of Reb Tarfin is that you pay Nezek Shalem on Kerem B'shus HaNizik Mikayach HaKal V'chayros. L'chayra, the Tosfos Yamtif and the Rishash ask that we know we have a rule ein einshin min adin, that from a Kal V'chayomer you don't give einshin. You can only learn out halachas from a Kal V'chayomer. You can learn out that that kedushin is good with that. It's a halacha. You learn out of a Kal V'chayomer. But we have a rule in Shas ein einshin min adin. We had on Daf Daled Amud Beis Taisus Shita that the rule Ein Einshin Min Adin is only true for Misa and Malkus, but for Mamin you say Einshin Min Adin. The reason we'll talk about soon. But Taisus Shita on Daled Amud Beis was that by Mamin you do say Einshin Min Adin, and we understood that other Rishayim argue. In fact, the Taisus Yantif and the Rishash. L'chayre, it's a beferish mishnah. Reb Tarfin gives an ein mishnah from a Kal V'chayomer. What's our mishnah? The machlekes rishayim ivanchin mamim and adin. It's a mishnah. Reb Tarfin says that you give that you do give an ein mishnah from a Kal V'chayomer by mamim. So first of all, why didn't Tosfos bring a raya from our mishnah? And secondly, like the other rishayim. Why, what are they going to say? How are they going to understand? This is their kasha. So the Rishash says the Teretz, if I understand correctly, he says the following. I think this is what he means. If you look at the Rishash, it's on the Mishnah. I think what he means to say is this, that Ein Einshin Min Adin means to take someone who doesn't get an Einish, and from a Kal V'chayomer to create an Einish, you say Ein Einshin Min Adin. To make a new Einish on somebody, you say Ein Einshin Min Adin. However, when the Torah already said an Einish, it said Keren Peis Chatzin Nezek, and to say that that's Bishus Arab, but Bishus HaNizik, it should go from Chatzin Nezek to Nezek Shalem, how much the Einish is that we could say from a Kal V'chayomer. You can't create new einshin from a Kal V'chayomer, but to upgrade, to go from Chatzin Nezek to Nezek Shalem, that you could. I think that's what the Rishash is saying. I'm not 100% sure. Now, we want to see if it makes sense. We spoke out on Daled Amud Beis, why Ein Einshin Min Adin? Why? Why can't you give an Einish? Shavu can give an Einish, and the Hekesh should give an Einish, and Bidin Ha'av. Why don't you give Einish from a Kal V'chayomer? So we had two Hesberim. One Hesber is from in the back of the Sefer Brachos, this Klolei Ashas. It's called Midas Aaron, is the name of the Sefer it's taken from. Sometimes it's called Midas Aaron, sometimes it's called Klolei Ashas. But there in the Kol Hashas says, why Ein Einshin Min Adin? Because Adam Dan Kal V'chayomer Mi'atzmei. A Kal V'chayomer is a svara, a person thinks so. A Kal V'chayomer is totally a svara. Maybe tomorrow you'll think up a pircha on the Kal V'chayomer. Very often the Gemara is a whole amid of pirchas. Since a Kal V'chayomer might have a pircha, so that's the reason that Ein Einshin Min Adin. You think we don't give einshin from a Kal V'chayomer because who knows? Maybe there's a pircha to the Kal V'chayomer, and the Melo we don't give einshin from a Kal V'chayomer. This is the reason of the Kol Hashas. The Marsha had a different reason. Marsha said, why Ein Einshin Min Adin? Marsha said because an einish is supposed to be a kapara. The Torah says again, Malchus for eating the veima means it's mechaper for eating the veima. We have a rule that you don't give someone an einish if it's not mechaper. For example, if someone kills b'shoigeg, he goes to galus. If someone kills, he's a shoigeg karav lemezid. The Gemara says in Malchus that you don't go to galus because galus is not enough of a kapara, even though he did a worse avera. But since the purpose of galus is to be mechaper, if someone did a einish, an avera, that's more chamor, you can't give him that einish because that einish is not machaper. If it's not machaper, we don't give the einish. The same thing by ein einshin and adin, Dr. Marshall. That if the Torah said a smaller avera gets malchus, that's because it's a kapara. You can't learn from a Kal v'chomer that a bigger avera should get malchus. So the Mela, we don't give the malchus. He deserves the malchus, but we don't give it to him. Because if it's not mechaper, we don't give anshin. That's the Marsha's reason. So we have two reasons that in anshin may not do. Either because the Kal v'chomer might have a pircha, or because the anish may not be a kapar. What? Because Malchus is mechaper for a smaller avera. You're going to say, Madach, the small avera gets Malchus. The big avera is Zichar, who says, maybe only the small avera gets the Sainish because it's enough to be mechaper. But the bigger avera, it's not enough of a kapara. It's a worse avera. So maybe not. So for partial kapara, you don't give. You see that by Golos. You see by Golos that we're not ma'anish if it's not mechaper. So we don't give Golos to a Shegi Karbamez. That's a partial kapara. There seems to be a rule that we don't give out chinos, it's mechaper. So, so those are two reasons. Now I'm just thinking about our Rishash. Does our Rishash make sense, like either of the reasons? What does the Rishash say? Ain't on chin and I did. But if you're already getting an Einish of Chatzi Nezek, we can bump you up to Nezek Shalom. If you're already getting a smaller Einish, you can get a bigger Einish from a Kal v'chomer. So, like the Kol Yashas, it doesn't make sense. We don't punish from Kal v'chomer because we're not sure. We might have a pircha. So what's the difference if I'm the Chadish that you have to pay, or if I'm bumping you up to higher payments?
Last time we learned that it's been fallen. We said that it's not called a mummy, only by punishment. Because a mummy, you always give back.
Yeah, for which reason is not that old? Like, it's by a shaft. It sounds reasonable. It's true, we said last time that Tysus that says that Einchim and Adin by Mamin is because it's Tefshe B'Chazara, he's going with the sheet of the Midas Aaron. That since it's Tefshe B'Chazara, so then it's good. Remember, this Rishash is saying, Bishlam like Tysus, Amish is Mamin, so it's very good. But like those who argue with Taisvis, and they hold the Einchim and Adin by Mamin, so like them, why would Shref in the Mishnah? So he's trying to answer that. So to answer that, the answer is that we don't give new Einchim, even Mamin and Adin, like these Rishayim. But to upgrade, to give from Chatzin and Nekshon, that we do. So that doesn't seem to stim, not like the Mashal Svara, and not like the... Maybe the Marshal Svara, it fits a little bit, because Marshal Svara, what do we say? Chatzin Nezek, we're going to make you pay anyway. So now the Kal v'chomer says, pay Nezek Shalom. Maybe it's not a kapara, but you're making him pay Chatzin Nezek anyway. Chatzin Nezek, if Nezek Shalom is not enough of a kapara, Chatzin Nezek is not enough of a kapara. Maybe it's time to go into Marshal, this Rishash. What? We trust ourselves to give. So what about to give a new Chatzin Nezek, someone who'd be potter? But I wouldn't do it. But to raise Chatzin Nezek and Nezek Shomayim, even though the amount is the same, we trust ourselves.
How do we know that the kapara is not
We don't know it's not a kapara. But if I have a kavu chayim to say chatzin nezek, go to nezek shalem, and you're telling me English and Adin, maybe nezek shalem is not enough of a kapara, so I'll tell you, well, what are you doing? The chachamim are saying give chatzin nezek. Tachin says kavu chayim nezek shalem. Nezek shalem is not enough of a kapara. Chatzin nezek certainly is.
Well, maybe that was
it's talking about tam b'shusanit. That's where they're wrong. It's a tam b'shusanit. So you're upgrading an einish. You're giving an einish anyway. So you can tell me it's not enough for kapari. If you don't give any einish, you can tell me it's not enough for kapari. Don't give anything. Give less. There's one kasha which I don't know why I never thought of before. Maybe I did, but. I just realized this morning, where do we learn Kavu Chayim from? That's the Gemara. Right, the Gemara says in the beginning of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Tachu Lassay Daya, Yadai Deraisu, Zatanya. Din Kavu Chayim Keitzai, Vayem Hashem Amayshah, Viyah Yarkar Fafanel, it's a Kalein, Shivasiyam, Kavu Chayim Lashkin Arbasiyah. I realize that this chair, that's the home of Kar of Kavu Chayim, and that's also an Einish. Wrong, no? Einan Shemir Adin. The whole Makar of Kal V'Chaymer is for Miriam. There was an Einish who was saying instead of 7 days, you really should get 14 days. Except I. But there the Kal V'Chaymer is that Avia Yark, but for now you got an Einish, so Avia Shalom Kalshke. How could you say Einan Shemir Adin? The whole Makar of Kavu Chayim, we learn from here, from Einshim, from Miriam, who was an Einish. That's right. What? Sure, it's an Einish. How does he call Ein? It's a design. She has to go for some matzah. It's a physical Einish. She has to go for some matzah. She's banned from the... But even the seven we learn from the Kavu Chayim. That's how we learn Kavu Chayim. Avia Yark from the Ash, you call him Shida Siyamim, so Bar Shalom, and really should be more, but I will be seven. What? Is it a Kavu Chayim? Give me Kavu Chayim. It is a punishment. It is a force. It is a force. Major in the
master.
The Bezin told her, why do you think she went for the master? Moshe Rabbeinu said, you have to go for the master. Shida Siyamim. It's not an einish, it's an effect. But that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, "Avia yarak yarak v'fanah halaysi kolim shivas yamin." So now also she has to be si kolim shivas yamin. That's where we're coming from.
It's very important.
So when I came in today, I went to the Chumash Svarim, and I started looking at the end of Parshas Balaisva. It's a shame it's this week. If it had been last week, at least it would have been the Parshas Ashur. And I said, let's go to the Farshim at the end of Balaisva. So I did see the Teretz Tanima asked the Kasha. He brings our Gemara. And the footnote, he asked the Kasha. He answers what you're answering. He brings from the Klal Yashas that the reason Einan Shimon Adin is because maybe it has a Pircha. He says, here, where God said the Kavu Chayim, we can rest assured that there's no Pircha. So the Neila, he answers. It's a nice Teretz. But it doesn't answer like the Masha. Like the Masha, it doesn't really answer the question. Because according to the Masha, we're saying, Einan Shimon Adin, maybe it's not enough of a Kapara. But you can tell me the same thing here. God said it's enough of a Kapara. But you're learning Kavu Chayim from here. You're just trying to learn it everywhere else. So, right. Okay, let's learn the first piece of Gemara, and then we'll try to understand Kavu Chayim and Dayai and how it works, and the difference between the beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah. First, let's see the Gemara's Malkar for Dayai. When you talk about Leslie Dayai, Hadai Dayraisu, who the Tanya Magdin Kavu Chayim Keitzad Vayemer Hashem Olmaisha. Via Yorak Yorak Bifanea Halesi Kolein Shivas Yamin Kavachayim Lashchina Arba Asayim Ella. So why didn't she have to go for the Machta 14 days? Dayai Lavayim and Adin Liyais Kanina. Now first of all, why do you go from 7 to 14? So Taisa says of Pshat because a father, the Rabbi Nishalam is a 50% shutif in a human being, and a father is 25% shutif, so double. Taisus chat. Taisus in with Baba Basra says a different chat. Taisus in Baba Basra says that Shiva Siyamim is one, it's 1 week. The din of Mitzayra is 1 week, it's not a din of seven of something. 1 week. So Vaishra has to be more, so it's at least one more, so it's 2 weeks. That's what Taisus says about what? Taisus here says, sorry, Vaidu Naka 2000 Yan, Kinegat Shnei Haskeris. Oh, that's Taisus here, Shmafarshim. Naka Yudal, Kinegat Shnei Haskeris, that's what Zaymish. So Taisus means that's one more. Taisus says to him, the second parents. Okay, and I'll call upon him. So that's the shot in the die, right? So freaking Gemara Reb Tarfin, what are you going to say? So Gemara, she left lay die, I hecha de mifrich kalvachayim. Hech de lay mifrich kalvachayim is lay die. Hasa, in the case of Miriam, shiva de shechina like Stevie. How do you know 7 days chutzal machdav by the shechina? It doesn't say that anywhere in the pasuk. As the kavachayim I see, our base the kavachayim would have said 14. I said I have the kashiva, uki shiva. So we do learn something from the kavachayim. Aval hacha chati nezek siv. As the kavachayim I see chati nezek achrina. Kavachayim is doubling it. Nasa nezek shalem idar shesdaya yifrochay kavachayim. So the Tarfon has this chiddush. That if the kavachayim is going to get wasted, then we say we do not say daya. Chiddush atzum. We'll try to understand what Tarfon. Rabbanan shiva d'shchina k'sivi tisoger shiva siyam Tarfon. Who tisoger d'shchina daya? Rabbanan k'sikrach li with tisoger Miriam and Tarfon. Who dafel ba'amad d'shchina daya? But some alchem mishum kvay d'shoma. Yishav ba'amad like a mashum. But we're going to have to understand all this. Okay, let's understand the basics of a kavachaymer and the basics of dayoi. And what I'm telling you today is not tilpul, just pshat. The maram, what I'm telling you today, if you look in the maram on Tosfos here on the beginning of Chotei, rather, what I'm speaking at is a maram, but it's really pshat and kavachaymers, how it works, and knowing what it means dayoi, chilas dina dayoi, saif dina, to know just touch. What's a kavachaymer? I told you yesterday. I'll repeat again quickly. What is a kavachaymer? It's a two-step process. Step one of the kavachaymer says that A is kal, B is chomer. That's always the first half. Every single kavachaymer in Shas, the first step is saying that we have A, which is kal, and B, which is chomer. So the first step always establishes that one thing is more chomer than the other. The second step of a kavachaymer says, well, since A is more kal, B is more chomer. The second step of a kavachaymer says, therefore, there are two things which must be equal, which must be the same. Now, I just want to, again, draw out the diagram, if you have another paper palette, just to show you the way a kavachayim is, and if you'll chap today, you'll understand what it means. Daya, yachilas din, asayf din, the whole thing. The typical kavachayim in Shas, the easy one, that's not complicated, is a Gemara. Gemara says, Madoch by Kedushin. Kesef is you can get married with Kesef, and you can't get it. You have a get with Kesef. So Kesef she'enoi moitzi is machnis. That's the first step. Therefore, shtar, which is moitzi, is zicha machnis. Therefore, shtar, which does do a get, zicha does kedusha. Now you see how this is what I told you. The first step, which we call Tchilas Dina, the beginning of the Kavachayim, is Kesef is not Moitzi, and Kesef is Nachnis. That means that what we're saying is that the one is kal and one is chamor. Now, what's the kal and what's the chamor? Maitzi is chamor, it's hard to be maitzi. And machnis is kal, it's easy to be machnis, tzitzis kesef. That's the first half of the kal v'chaymer. Okay, the first half of the kal v'chaymer is establishing between machnis and maitzi that one is chamor and one is kal. Okay, this is a typical kal v'chaymer. You have to get married, to get divorced, machnis maitzi. So the first step, right? Just number it. Okay. First step, Kilas Dina, and number two is going to be Saifi. So Kilas Dina, saying what's more cow, machnis or maitzi? So we're saying that this is cow because kesef works. This is chamor because kesef doesn't. So that's the first step of the kal v'chaymer, right? We're establishing machnis is kal and maitzi is chamor. Kesef works here, kesef doesn't work here. Second step of the kal v'chaymer is therefore we go to shtar. Shtar, which we know is maitzi. Shtar, which works here. So we learn out kal v'chaymer that shtar works here. Shtar works by the chamor. So then shtar certainly works by the kal. So you see, the seif dina, the second half of every kal v'chaymer, is making things equal. The first step is showing one is kal and one is chamor, and the second step makes the two of them equal. That's the way every kal v'chaymer must work. It has to work this way. Yeah. Let's get to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah starts in the first part of the Mishnah. The Tafu comes along. He says, listen, this is a place called Rishus HaRabim, and this is a place called Rishus HaRabim. Let's figure out which is more chamor, Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaNizik, which is more chamor. So the first step, he tells us, Rishus HaRabim is what? Kal, from where the Chacha is from Sheri, and Rishus HaNizik is Chamor, also the Chacha is from Sheri. So the Meila, we establish Rishus HaRabim is Kal, Rishus HaNizik is Chamor. Because now, let's go to the second step. Second step, we're saying, let's see, Kered Rishus HaNizik, Kered Rishus HaRabim, is given no Mishus HaRabim, the Karen Peis Katzinezer. The place where it's Kal, where you're more Potter, the Kal V'chaymer Mishus HaRabim, Karen, now, the way it should go, Kal V'chaymer Karen should Peis Katzinezer Mishus HaRabim. That's the normal way of Kal V'chaymer works. The Tarfon says, no. The limud is, the second half of this limud is that Keren is not going to pay Chatzinezer. The Keren is going to pay Nezer Shomrin. The Keren should pay Nezer Shomrin because if the world Shein pays Nezer Shomrin. So the Tarfon says, it's not going to be equal. It could be more. Rabbanim say daya. Daya means you can't do this. The second half of the kal v'chaymer can only tell you that. Can tell you it's more. The kal v'chaymer doesn't work that way. The second step of every kal v'chaymer, the chachamim say you have to say daya. These two have to be equal to the kal v'chaymer. Okay. So far so good. Okay. Just like this kal v'chaymer, these two are kal v'chamor. These are equal. Chachamim tell our Tarfon, these two have to be equal. And here, we should say Daim. So this is Daim, compared to these two. Right? So that's a regular Daim. It's called Daim a Seif Dina. A regular Daim, which means the Seif Dina has to be equal. Comes our Tarfon. It comes along, and he says, aha, I could get you. I'll show you, I'll reorganize this same Kal V'chaymer turn it sideways. You'll see what I mean in a minute. And you're going to have to agree with me. Instead, the first kavuchim we could be shesirav shesanis. That's the first statement of her parashah in the beginning of the Mishnah. Amar lahem, afani. He said, I'll do it differently. What am I going to do? I'm going to structure the kavuchim, a new structure. Instead of shesirav shesanis, I'm going to compare Shane and Kevin. Okay? I'm going to compare. Let's compare Shane and Kevin. Let's see. Which is Kavar, which is Kavar? Rishus Harabi, which is more Kavar? So you all know. Shane Rishus Harabi is Potter. Right? Shane is Potter. And Kevin Rishus Harabi is Kavar. Because it takes out the desert, right? So B'shusser Rabin, you hear what Taki's saying in the Sefer? He's saying, don't compare B'shusser Rabin, B'shusser Rabin. Compare Shem and Regan. So Shem is Kal, Regan was Kal. If so, let's go to the Sefer Nina. The Sefer Nina is B'shusser Nizek. B'shusser Nizek, Shem, Kei Nezek Shalai. So let's learn to Keren, that should also take it as a show. What Tarfon did is he sort of outsmarted the Chachamim. The Chachamim was saying that they have to say Dayoy in the second step of the Kalvachayim, so you can't do it your way. So if you have Tarfon, I have a Chach. By turning the Kalvachayim this way, the Saif Dina is equal. Now it's a perfect Kalvachayim. The Tchilas did. This shows this is Kav, this is Kavar. That's supposed to be the first step of every Kavar fight. And the Seif Din is equal, just like Shem is Nezik Shalim, Rishu Sa Nezik. The same thing that this will also be Nezik Shalim, Rishu Sa Nezik.
The second Kavar fight, the same Kavar that was made yesterday, people want the money and the time.
But you thought it was just a wrap.
We'll argue about it.
You tell me that I would start the conversation the second way, then I wouldn't have a stash. Okay, this is Reb Tarfon. To that, the Chachamim say that we also say what's called Daya Yatchilas Dina. Not only do we say Daya, this two has to be the same, but Daya also, in the normal Kalachayim, these two also have to be the same. That's called Daya Yatchilas Dina. Here, this Kabbalah, everything is good. These two are equal, these two are equal. These two are equal, these two are equal. And these two work equal. This Kabbalah, the Chiddush of the Sefer is that you have to say Dayai on the Seif Din. That you have to say Dayai on the second half of the Kabbalah. This is Pshat in the Mishnah, I think this is what the Maran says in the beginning of the Daf Tafei. This is the first Dayai, and this is the second Dayai. So Kavachayim to work, again, the structure of a Kavachayim, like I told you here. And this Dayai is a simple Dayai. But these two have to be the second. The Chiddush of the Sefer is you can't just twist the Kavachayim around, and it would have to, it still has to be equal here. You can't go from Patsy Levit and Ezek Shalai, even comparing it to Tchilas Din. Okay, not getting enough. It's Pshat. Pshat in
if I go by a positive Nezek Shalom, why can't I go from Tatsu Nezek Shalom?
If I go...
Not a shame to go from Tatsu to Nezek Shalom, so it's apparent to go from Tatsu to Nezek Shalom.
Why can't you? That's the Kasha. Kasha is why. That's the next step. The question is why. And what about the first thing you understand? The first thing is logical. The first one is logical that you can learn, but how could it be that if this is logical that you can learn, you just phrase it differently, it suddenly becomes
like everything else depends what you're basing on.
My question is why? Well, why do we say Dayai on safety? On Tilasi. Why do we say the second type is Dayai? So it's a tough thing why we say Dayai. The easiest way out is the Rishash. The Rishash says that Dayai is not a Svara. Masha himself in Yitzchak says Dayai is a Svara. Rishash Memzon, Dayai is not a Svara. The Svara is, if our father 7 days, then for Rabbi Shalom 14 days. If the Chomer should get more. There's nothing wrong with that. So Dayai is not a Svara. Why do we say Dayai? It's because we learn Kal V'Chaymer out of Miriam. How do you know you're allowed to pass in halachas with a Kal V'Chaymer learning from Miriam? And since by Miriam, the Gimli Kra that you say Kal V'Chaymer is in a case where there's no Dayai, so the same thing, we only have a Gimli Kra, you can say a Kal V'Chaymer, only with Dayai. That's the Ilach Havai Elachidusha. You only have the Chiddush the way it says in the Pasuk. It's up Reb Tarfon says that I agree normally you say Dayai, but not if it's Mithra Kal V'Chaymer. Why? Zot Reb Tarfon. Because where was the Torah Megala that there's such a thing as Dayai? The Torah was Megala by Miriam that there's such a thing as Dayai. By Miriam it wasn't Mithra Kal V'Chaymer. So we only have the Gzeres HaKosu. So for Tarfon, we have Gzeres HaKosu by Kal V'Chaymer and Dayai. In the way it says it by Miriam. If it's not Dumya de Miriam, if it's Mithra Kal V'Chaymer, so then we don't say Dayai. The truth is, the Ikkar of Rishash is coming to explain with Tarfon. You're going to listen about the Chacham. He's coming to explain the rules of Dayai with the Rishash. Normally we would argue with Svara. The Rishash shortcuts us. He says, no, it's nothing as far as it's Gzeres HaKosov. And we learn out of a pasuk, you say Dayai. And Reb Tarfon says, the only thing is Dumya the Kra. Just like the Kra is Dayai Leimit for Kal V'Chaymer, we also say only Dayai Leimit for Kal V'Chaymer. Gzeres HaKosov is always the easy way out. When you can't figure out a Svara, if it's a fact that Gzeres HaKosov is saying, so we don't have to start with Svara. The Marsha does work with Svaris. That shows hard. This is the basic structure of every Kal V'Chaymer, the structure of Dayai, the way things work. Now, I want to tell you something, but people always think it's a joke, and you're telling me, phrase a Kal V'Chaymer like I did yesterday, the Madach, you're not allowed to spend my money, and I'm allowed to spend my money. So you are allowed to spend your money, as if allowed to spend your money. It's a perfect Kal V'Chaymer. That I'm showing you Chomer and Kal. I'm showing you I'm easy, I could spend more money than you. With my money, I'm allowed to spend, you're not allowed to spend. So you're a Chomer, I'm a Kal. So your money, which you're allowed to spend, I'm Zichar allowed to spend. So everyone knows that it's not a Kal V'Chaymer, because obviously it's not a Kal V'Chaymer. The question is why? Now, it's interesting, everyone says right away, because you could say the same thing to me. Now, I want to tell you a Teres Kain in the Parshas Amna. It's a Bryce, it's a Sifra. I shouldn't have told you it's a Bryce, I should have just told you a Kal V'Chaymer. Let me just tell you a Kal V'Chaymer. Okay? Tell me if this makes sense to you. Now, but listen carefully, and you have to answer me. Okay? Let me tell you a Kal V'Chaymer. Madoch on Sukkot. We are allowed to eat chametz or matzah. but you're only allowed to eat it in a sukkah. On Pesach, where you're only allowed to eat matzah, Mizrcha should be restricted to a sukkah. Huh? That makes sense? I'm showing you that sukkah is kal and Pesach is chamor. Sukkah, you're allowed to eat chametz or matzah, and Pesach, you're only matzah. So sukkah is more kal than Pesach. So now, since on sukkah, which is more kal, I'm only allowed to eat maitzi in a sukkah. So on Pesach, I said, I'm only allowed to eat maitzi in a sukkah. What's wrong with that kal b'chayim? Can they tell me?
I can help them. Special
din. Is this not a special din that the Torah said that you can be in the kaddish and yishu with kesef? The Torah said, you can be a garish and yishu with a shtar. They're all also unique demons. And yet, we do
them. It's the same topic.
It's the same time, it's Yom Tov, and they're eating on Yom Tov. Now, this Kal V'Chaimer is a Braisa. And the Braisa says, Talmud Loimer Zayis, I think, is the Pasuk. Original Lashon HaTorah Kainim. The Chamisha Asa Yom L'Chedesh Zeh Chag HaMatzis. Yom Zeh Toan Matzah Ve'en Chag HaMatzis Toan Ve'en Chag HaSuk Is Toan Matzah. The good advisor says it both ways. It says the way I told you, you should have to eat the sukkah. How do I say it? You should have to eat the sukkah on Pesach. Then the Bryce says maybe fakert. What's the fakert away? That madach. What did I say? I said that madach. If you eat anything, if you eat the sukkah, Pesach, you have to eat the sukkah. The Bryce says the other way too. But maybe you say the other way. That madach on Pesach, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. So it's kal. And sukkah, you're only allowed to eat in a sukkah. It's far more. And yet, on Pesach, which is kal, you're limited to matzah. So, you're zicha be limited to matzah. It's not about Tosef if the Torah says it. What? If you have a kal v'chaimer, it's as good as a hekesh. It's not about Tosef. With a kal with the yud gimel midas, you're always adding on to the Torah. You're always adding with the yud gimel midas. So the Braisa says, Shahaya bedin, umayim ze she'ein ta'an sukkah. Ta'an matzah, ze she'ta'an sukkah, ain't a din she ta'an matzah. Talmud Leimer hazeh, b'chavishyem l'chedesh hazeh. What? No. That doesn't mean it, because we have a kal v'chaimer, so the Torah says it here, and you say it here. For the din that says the Farish and the Torah should have seen, I mean, the din of a Kal V'Chaimer, every Kal V'Chaimer is that. The Torah says in the Kaddish with Kesef. What else is what? Not Saiser, it's adding a second din to the Pasuk. Can't add a second halacha? Gemara, at the beginning of the Perek, we said that if the Torah would have written Shein, we could learn Bar from it. The Kal V'Chaimer, whatever the Kal V'Chaimer is. So the Torah says Shein. We'll learn Bar from it. If you can make a Kal V'Chaimer. Who says Dafka? It's telling you 7 days you have to eat. And the Mele you learn from there. It's telling you a mitzvah of eating in the sukkah 7 days. Now, who says that's it? If you have a Kal V'Chaimer, then there's more. If you don't have a Kal V'Chaimer, you only think of a Kal V'Chaimer which has a plus. What? We are by Pesach and Sukkot. The Archaim HaKadosh, if you look at the Archaim of Parshas Emor, he brings this Tesefta, this Sifra, this Braiser, and he asks, since it goes both ways, so how does it work? He asks the Kasha, the Mishnah Melech, who also asks the Kasha. I think the Archaim brings the Mishnah Melech. If it can go two ways, how does it work? It's a good question. And I think the Archaim HaKadosh says, if it could go both ways, it's something that I spoke on, you have to go both ways. Why? They end up being both being equal. Therefore,
can't start it.
This is the argument people make. If you go both ways, you can't start it. You see, he was present not that way, but you're entitled to start however you want to start. You start, and as long as at the end it makes sense, it fits, you can start. What I mentioned in the beginning about my packet and your packet, I think the correct answer to the question, what's wrong with the Kal V'chomer? Madach, you cannot spend the money in my packet. Again, I don't go. Madach, I could spend the money in my packet. And you can't spend the money in my packet. So I'm showing you that I'm a more Kal than you. So the money in your packet, which you could spend, I could spend. There's an expression occasionally in the Gemara, he hanay senes. But he hanay senes means is that's good for the reason. He hanay senes means that's good for the reason. What it means is this. I'm telling you that the money in my pocket I could spend and you can't spend. Some money in your pocket, which you could spend, I could spend. The hianai senes means, the way I understand, you can't make a kal and a chomor when something is the reason for the din. How do you know I could spend the money in my pocket? There's no gzeres hakasav. No gzeres hakasav, I could spend the money in my pocket. It's the reason I could spend this money is because it's in my pocket, because it's my money. You can't make a kal v'chomer. You can't say, I'm kal, you're chomer. It's the money in my pocket. I could spend, you can't spend. The reason I could spend it is because it's in my pocket. You can't learn from there to things that are not in my pocket. To things that don't have that reason. If it's good for the reason that we know, the reason I could spend the money in my pocket, you could spend the money in your pocket, is because this is my money and this is your money. If something is the reason for the din, it's not a kal and a chomer. The first step, we said there are two steps in every kal and a chomer. The first step must establish a kal and a chomer. It does not establish the kal and a chomer in a case where that's gufa, the siba for the din. The reason I can spend the money in my pocket is because it's my money. That's why I can spend it. You can't spend it because it's not your money. It's not because I'm a kal and a chomer. It's because everybody can spend his money. That's the din. So Mimela works out this way. That's what he and they sent us means. Something like Marcel Collins and he and they sent us. Go for the reason. I'll give you an example. Gemara in Kedushin. There's a second Gemara you can ask from, but the Mefarshim asked. There's a Gemara in Kedushin that wants to say the following. Madach, now listen carefully. Gemara wants to say that we should learn Isha out of Amavriya. Okay? And Isha, how do you know you're kind of an Isha with Kesef? Why do I need a Pasuk for? Learn out of a Kal V'chomer. Madach, you could be kind of Isha with Bia. And you can't be kind of Amavriya with Bia. So we see that Isha is more Kal. So in Amavriya, you could be kinder with Kesef. In Isha, you could tichah be kinder with Kesef. You hear the Kal V'chomer? What's wrong with the Kal V'chomer? Okay, this Kal V'chomer. I make the same Kal V'chomer as we did by Shtar. Just we're going to do it from Amavriya, and we'll learn it from Dina.
We make exactly the same Kal V'chomer. Here we learn that with Shtar is not this. So here, we're going to compare Isha, wife, and Amavriya. We're going to say that Chilas did is to be kind of Isha with Bina, and Amar is going to Kal, right? Bina is going to Kal, and Amavriya is an Amar because there's no king in Bina. So the name was, step two, just like an Amavriya and Kesef. and it's harder to do a kinyan. So sikha this, sikha should have kesef. What's wrong with this type of something? What's wrong? Rama Vriya is chomer, it's no kinyan b'riya. And he should come, he can with me. So Vazai, Rama Vriya can do a kesef, and Isha should sikha do a kesef.
So the Gemara answers that this is not a Kavla Chaymer. Ma'ale Oma Avriya She'en Kinyan Ola Shul Ishus. When you marry an Oma, you don't marry an Oma Avriya, you buy an Oma Avriya. The word Bia makes no sense by an Oma Avriya. Buy a wife, the first step, that this is Kavla Chaymer, this doesn't. They're true. By an Isha, Bia makes sense by an Isha, because Bia is something that's a relationship between a husband and a wife. By Amar Vriya, it doesn't make any sense, because Amar Vriya, of course there's no Kinyan Bia, because there's no Kinyan Ola Shul Ishus. You know, when I learned this in Kiddushin, I asked my class, what happens if I would erase Amar Vriya here? Make the same Kavla Chaymer, instead of Amar Vriya, I'll stick it over here, a table. Make a Kavla Chaymer. A table, you can't be kind with Bia. And an Isha, you could be kind of a Bia. So Tevah, you could be kind of a Kesef. Isha is not going to be kind of a Kesef. So tell me right away, it's ridiculous. Because what do you mean you can't be kind of a Tevah with Bia? It doesn't make any sense. So Gemara is saying the same thing. Amavriya, and can you have a Lashon Ishas? Bia doesn't make sense by Amavriya, it makes sense by Isha. So you can't just take any Kal and any Chamor. If the reason for the difference, the first step there, the reason that Bia works by Isha and not by Yom Evriya, is not because one is Kal and one is Chamor. It's because by an Isha it makes sense, and by an Yom Evriya or a table it doesn't make sense. The first step of every Kal V'chayma has to establish a Kal and a Chamor. If there are other reasons for the first step that does not establish a Kal and a Chamor, if I tell you the money in my pocket I can spend, you can't spend, that doesn't mean that I'm calling your chama. Because the reason I can spend the money in my pocket is because it's my money. That's how I know I can spend it. There's no posig zeres hakosav, you can spend money in your pocket. It's because it's my money. Dunya, so this is what I'm telling you. So basically, it must be that the first step of every kal v'chaymer establishes a kal and a chama. And these are cases in which the first step doesn't establish it. And then they look. What? So I was thinking about this. Why don't you say the same thing? The Pesach, we want to say just like Pesach, you can't eat chametz, Sukkot you also can't eat chametz. Right? That's what the Brisa wants to say. So you're going to tell me that why Pesach Hagufa, because it's Pesach, that's why Chametz is us. So I think Gemara wants to learn from Pesach to Sukkot. They're both Zechut Yis Mitzrayim. The Chametz makes just as much sense on Pesach as it does on Sukkot. In Achinami, if you want to learn from Pesach to Tisha B'Av, it doesn't make sense. Because that's the Indian, I'm not eating Chametz or Tisha B'Av, eating anything. But I mean, if you want to learn to something that's totally different, Achinami. Gemara's learning Pesach to Sukkot, they're both Zechut Yis Mitzrayim. So the Mengele, it does make sense. Just like it's Yis Mitzrayim, they didn't by his people say, God, so Sukkot's that's why the Gemara wants to compare Pesach to Sukkot. No, but the Kasha Sukkot's a shitty mask. That was part of Kalachem. We showed the Kalachem to give the dinam of this to that. Okay, this is the Shaklavataria of understanding. The main thing I want to accomplish is you should understand there's two steps of a Kal V'chaymer. When people are studious of Kal V'chaymer, it's confusing because Gemara goes back and forth. If you understand the structure of a Kal V'chaymer, it just makes everything easier. And when you have Tchilas Dina, Seif Dina, people always get confused. It's not confusing. Tchilas Dina is step one of every Kal V'chaymer, and Seif Dina is step two. That's all that it really is. One last nekuda on this Gemara. We're not finished with Dayaks. The Gemara goes into the next Kinyan of Zava. There's a Taz in Yeridaya, it's a Mishin Mem. Interesting Taz. I'm not sure that you could pass an halachas from this, but it's a Taz. It has the halacha. He says, Rabbeinu Gershon, Rabbeinu Gershon Maragayla, one of the earliest Rishayim, Rabbeinu Gershon sat, had a son that was Hamer Dasai, that was Shemad. So the Taz says he sat Shiva for him 14 days. So Kavachayma Lashchina Yudal again. That's the Shiva on a person who dies 7 days. So when he saw Shemad himself, so he sat 14 days. So that's what the Taz was. So, Rabbeinu Gershon felt bad, he sat 14 days, having a kashas. The Taz is a halacha sefer. It brings this thing of Kavachayma Lashchina Yudal again. So the kasha is the kasha. What's that? Diary. Like there is no kavachayim l'shchina yudal yet. So chayra, this whole Rabbeinu Gershon is very shver. Now, if you're going to tell me he felt bad, it's one thing, but it's worth to tell me what I'm offering. We say diary even not by him. You say Dayai by Dinam also. In English, I'm not talking about Irish. I'm talking about Dayai was there. So. Yeah, he said it's fine. It's the fact is that it's brought in Rishayim, the Mordechai brings it, the Mary Cotton, and the Taz brings it. The Taz seems to be saying words that are technically true. So it could be a terror, he felt bad, so he did it. But I saw a terror, somebody, there are those who answer that a son died. He sat 7 days out of his death, and 7 days out of Tamer Dasai, so that was the 14 days. But it's also not, it can be emes, la halacha, because we paskin that there's no 7 days on the Misa of a moment. So terror's not a good terror, that 7 days was on his death and 7 days on his Mishav. So it seems to be a bit of a problem with the diet. The Rishash says in our Gemara that really diet does not a svara. Most of us understand diet is a sensible svara. Rishash comes on, but no, diet is not a svara. It makes sense to do twice as much. It's just it's Eres HaKasim. We learn Kavachayim from Miriam. Miriam, they said diet, so we have to say diet. But he says that in Svara it really makes sense. The Anhaga makes sense. If you tell like the Rishash, that it makes sense. Right? Maybe that's a mahalo for the Yisrael question. Okay, the Gemara now digresses to the Inyan of Zava. I do want to spend some time on the next Gemara. Not a whole lot of time. There are certain Yediyas you're not going to get anywhere else. So I'd like to spend a little time on it. On the next sugya, there are at least two stiflers in the stifler on Taharis. And I'm saying you should learn through the whole stifler, but at least the part that's negated to our Gemara. In the volume on Taharis, it's in the Gimel and the Ches, that's to our Gemara. Before that, those of you who are learning Yeridaya, on the Inyan of Yeshur, let's say Yefshe the Meraglayim Blitz Suche Ziva, there's a Shachis to Yeridaya, the Simukov Beis. So I'd like to spend all the time on it. It takes time just to figure out the Gemara, but I would like to spend a little bit of time on it. But as I said, every day, just keep on pushing ahead.